I often ponder on the idiosyncrasy of Australian law. By that I mean some laws or the execution of the law seems at times to be quite foolish and apparently to all. I worry sometimes that some of the judiciary and some lawyers are not interested in the common man and are so possessed by their calling they work relentlessly against we the people, in part to retain a mystery about what they do. The self-acclamation of the Australian legal system presents itself at times as unassailable, and that arrogance, together with wigs and peculiar clothes and colourful sashes, makes for a unique, outdated, sometimes irrelevant circus. Let me give you an example why the law industry can be an ass. Most would be aware that in 2010, a boat called the CF-221 floundered on rocks in a storm on Christmas Island. The boat was carrying asylum seekers from Iran and Iraq and apparently attempting to gain entry by stealth to Australia. Around 50 people died in this tragedy at sea. The boat apparently came from Indonesia and the people paid a fee to board and set sail. Now, this was big news at the time and highlighted the dangerous journey people were taking for the promise of freedom and a better life, and in the eyes of some, being kept by the taxpayer. Whether they were all genuine refugees is unknown to me, but they sure wanted to get here. At the time, rescue vessels were unable to put to sea to assist them because of safety reasons and, of course, the serious risk to our serving men and women in a violent storm. That was in 2010. Now, 3.5 years later, lawyer George Newhouse has launched legal action in the New South Wales Supreme Court on behalf of 8 of those affected families, arguing Australia was responsible and the Commonwealth breached its duty of care. That's right, they are claiming we Australians are to blame for the failure to rescue them, and I suppose, therefore, we are responsible for the deaths of the others. Lawyer Newhouse argues the Commonwealth knew, or should have known, that there were vulnerable men and women on the high seas that night. Our Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, rightly said the claim beggars belief and is shameful and offensive. The minister went on to say, "This is like someone who was saved from a fire suing the fireman. It's like someone who has been saved by an ambulance officer at the scene of an accident being sued for saving the person's life." When interviewed, the lawyer said, "The people just want to make sure this can never happen again, the inference being it's not about money. We will see." Regarding these types of arrivals, the Australian News Commentary Group says, and I quote, "The Muslim arrivals know how to play the system. Together with their local supporters and lawyers, have become highly skilled at exploiting our tolerance, civil liberties, multiculturalism, and racial vilification laws. The elites who control our legal and social systems are extremely sympathetic to claimants. Once a claimant has disposed of identity documents and tells the correctly formulated story, there is no way of verifying or falsifying it. Therefore, the courts overwhelmingly give the benefit of the doubt to the claimant." The Immigration Department's figures released in 2012 revealed that 5 years after arrival, the rate of employment, not unemployment, but employment of Afghans was just 9%, while 94% of Afghan households received Centrelink payments. From Iraq, 12% were employed, while 93% of families received Centrelink payments. End quote. Now, let's remember that in Australia, we do not have freedom of speech enshrined in the Constitution, so when it comes to rights, we Australians are well and truly deprived of that basic human right, and because of Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act, we have to be very careful not to offend anyone. This is, of course, an impossibility to know in advance what will offend. And my purpose is not to offend, but it is to question the moral veracity of the law and the relevance it has in our society. If we don't speak up, the politicians will not know what we want, and they are supposed to do our bidding. In the end, some of the laws we have are misguided and against the national interest. Being sued for saving illegal entrants is about as silly as it gets, in my view, and we the people have to foot the bill in a country awash with debt. We need legislation introduced into Parliament called the Bill of Common Sense, and we need it now, else we sink in unbridled legal nonsense. The law is indeed an ass. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.